Gex. Y'all go to sleep.
It's riding down the road. Hey, I saw where they wanted to raise the speed limit there up by you guys in North Carolina to 75.
All we need. How's your ET? Mobile.
There's 8% more chance of culling people.
You and Ken doubled there. You won out, though. Timing. Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going? I just thought I'd say hi while I have a... I'm headed south on Highway 11, so I won't be in the range here very long. Driving down to the jungle this morning. Driving down to the jungle that way. You get down there on 85 and look out. It's a jungle. There's no doubt. There's no better word for it. So it's the... Each their own, or whatever, how the saying goes, you know what I mean?
Well, before we got fun and games.
That is true. Well, I hope everybody's having a good morning so far. Good morning. My sinuses are bothering me, but it's that time of year, so it could be expected.
Here, KN4GFW.
KQ4ZLE, good morning.
It on. I don't get too much allergy. I used to get it in Michigan and in the Northeast with ragweed in the fall. But the ragweed around here isn't bad. It's maybe in the Midlands over that way or something, but it doesn't seem to be bad up here.
Bother me, but over the last few years, going up and down the mountain, the pressure difference, different pollens and all that, It started getting to me sometimes.
Anyhow, things can change as you change and get older. Sometimes things go away and sometimes new things arrive, as you know.
Sure.
I woke myself up so much in teenage years and early adult with all the pins and plates and screws. It seemed like the little change in the weather. Man, I know it.
The right side today, guys. Sunny and 75. That's why we live here.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Pulling up to this hospital. See how this crazy ER is going to be today. I hope everyone has a good day and be safe out there. It's KQ4ZLE.
Denny, you be safe in there. KO4HKX.
Sun 3, Anthony. Have a good day. KN4GFW.
Enjoy. WW4GET.
Hear you back on here. Hadn't heard you out here of a morning in a while.
I do try to get on when I can. You know, sometimes I leave so early, I'm out before you guys. And some Tuesdays I'm off, some Tuesdays I'm not. You know, this week I'm not. But driving down this week because Friday looks impossible to get home on a flight. So I'm just going to drive.
Have to drive down there. That's got to stink. I hate driving into Asheville or Atlanta.
Out of the machine right now. I'll wait till I get up on a hill here and one more shot in a moment.
See the gate now, guys. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day and look forward to catching you guys tomorrow. KN4TFW.
Weekend. Have a great day and be safe out there. KO4HKX.
Four Yankee Charlie India radio check.
KO4HKX. You're a little scratchy in there, but I got you.
Looking to see where I can find some used radios out there. I'm looking for that ICOM 7300 if I can find somebody who wants to give one away.
One right now, but I will definitely keep my ears open to let you know.
That beautiful area of your beautiful area of the world.
I'm pretty good. Enjoying this beautiful weather, that's for sure.
Get up here last night.
It was 33 at the house this morning when I got up and left.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but which tool company, what kind of tool truck do you drive?
A Matco, MATCO.
Uncle triathlon guy. I was always interested in that. In that particular profession. My uncle would tell me you can tell who knows how to run a business by who can stay in the tool truck business so long.
I've had 10 years now, so, but it's getting tough, I can tell you that.
How do you have to run?
I put about 400 miles a week on this tool truck, and I'm anywhere from the Greenville side of Easley there, 153, all the way over to Arlington Road in Greer, and then pretty much everything north.
How did it just get your route
there? The tool truck is about 40, 45 miles each way.
Been around business for 20 years. I had some pet dairy milk routes that were 250 miles long.
Include my travel to and from, I average about 150 to 200 miles a day, depending on which day it is.
Count. All that time behind the wheel counts.
That, but luckily I only have to track what I'm in this tool truck for my DOT time. Mine's a little bit bigger than what you think it is.
Big box on a truck chassis.
It's got a 24-foot box on a 337 Peterbilt chassis.
Different than one of those panel vans, those big red trucks.
Now, there are guys out there with the little, we call them bread trucks, because that's what most bread routes use, is those little trucks. And so you can do it with that. It's just a couple years ago, my tool truck got totaled. I got hit in the side, and that was 2020, and trucks were not plentiful, let's put it that way. So I had to take what I could get.
Time. Your big truck has a lift gate on the back of it to make it get your load on and off easily.
I got to pick a toolbox up today, so I'll be putting that lift gate to use today.
That, if you find a radio out there, of course, please let me know. I'll be in a position to seriously look at Friday. In the interim, keep the shiny side up, have a very good sales day, and I'll be standing by KQ4 Yankee Charlie India clear and monitoring.
Hear you on here this morning, and I'll keep eyes and ears open for 7300, and maybe we can help you find one. So you have a good day, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX. Clear.